Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Everyone, welcome to Reality Spirituality in 2018. Coming to you live from Oregon. What? Shout out to all my Cali people. You know, Reality Spirituality, wow, what an evolution. This is going to be a really interesting show. I have a fabulous guest coming on in a minute, just a minute, but I just wanted to welcome all you new listeners, all my Oregon listeners, all the listeners from wherever you may be. You know, I've started this show, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, and just as the show has evolved, as I evolved, the show has evolved. And today we're going to talk about the lessons from 2017 and our intentions for 2018. Making a move from one state to another is quote unquote, was such a big deal. And what I've really learned being here by myself with just giving up practically everything from teaching aerobic classes to social invitations, what I've really learned is what has been programmed, what have I been programmed to believe? What have I been programmed to think? And being here in this new area, I'm telling you, this place, being in the middle of nowhere, is stripping me, is forcing me to shed so many programs I didn't even realize I had. I was talking to Nathan. Let me bring Nathan on. Nathan, welcome to Reality Spirituality. Welcome, Nathan Norrington, Nathan, Nate Balance, Neo, whatever you're calling yourself these days. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Happy New Year. Happy New Cheer.
Happy New Cheer to everyone.
Yes.
But I just wanted to share what I've let go of. And I didn't even know that I was hanging on to it and clinging on to it. This programming of having to look a certain way when I leave the house, having to put makeup on, having to wear a certain type of clothes, a style of clothes, wanting to be cute, I didn't even realize I needed to be cute when I walked out of the house until I came here and realized. Listen, in Oregon, if you get away with flannel and a hat, that's it. Nobody's running around having to put makeup on before you leave the house. At least I haven't found it. And so letting go of that is really big for me. Nathan, 2017, what have you let go of?
Ooh, well, what am I in the process of letting go of?
Okay. What are you in the process of letting go of? Better question.
Well, yeah, I'm letting go of some stuff, too. I can't believe I'm saying this because we talked about kind of feeling bad and how, I don't like to feel bad, but remember we used to make jokes about me having bad days. But
I know you're talking about. Oh, listen to this, audience. This is such a fun. This is such a fun, funny story. This was years ago, and Nathan said to me, he says, "Mom," he says, Anyway, whoever I am to you, he said, "I enjoy having a bad day. I like having a bad day. You loved having bad days."
I loved it.
Yes.
I loved it so much that I fought for the importance of having a bad day. And now what I'm letting go of is not necessarily having a bad moment or a moment that doesn't feel good, but letting go of the idea that it's going to lead me to any type of it's going to lead me to happiness, or it's going to lead me to answers, basically. Like I'm going to figure something out by having a bad, extended bad moments. I think what I'm more into now is, okay, I'm having a bad moment, having a moment of contrast, what I like to say. And what do I do with this? How can I use this to help me get to feeling a little bit better, basically? What kind of clue is this?
You said a mouthful. Can I shoot just one, some of the really, really
filter it a little
poignant
bit.
Points that you made, because you said so much.
Yeah.
You said so much. I was reading in this is my favorite book now. This book, The Eye of the Eye by David Hawkins. And it's a 400-page book all about the ego, or about the mind, or whatever you want to call that endless chatter that just never, ever, ever, ever takes a break or goes to sleep or takes a vacation, that whatever you want to call that, whatever you want to label it. And I was reading, he was talking about an otter, a sea otter. And then he said, you know, the sea otter is very territorial and can be by itself for months and months and months and months. And so this film, they were filming the sea otter for months just by himself. And then all of a sudden there was another otter that came into his territory. And he actually started playing with the otter. They started playing together. And they said you could really see or feel the happiness, let's use a human word, the happiness or the joy that they felt finding each other and playing with each other. But just because they're having that moment of happiness and joy, does that mean that moment where he spent months and months by himself is a quote-unquote bad moment?
Mm.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, were you asking me if I think it was a bad moment?
No, I was actually saying that all moments, the whole judgment of being bad or good, it's really about the programming, thinking that some moment is bad or some moment is good. And it's really, the gift is really life itself. And then the second gift is to be free, while experiencing this thing called life. Be free of judgments. Be free to be yourself, whatever moment you're feeling. You know, I was taught that, oh, this doesn't feel good, but all of it is just part of life. And there is no judgment, this is good, this is bad. And I know what you're saying, this feels good, this feels bad, but what if we were turned upside down and the good moments had the label of bad and the bad moments had the label of good?
Right. Wow. Okay. I see where you're going with this.
I just came to me right now because of your question or your statement.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of throws my wavelength off right now a little bit, because I do, you know, I'm trying to get more into connecting with what I'm feeling and just kind of going off of that. And so if we're putting even the idea of bad or good feelings into question as far as like what is right or what's wrong, then that kind of makes me kind of take a back step one more time, a bigger bird's eye view of what is this even about. If it's not about necessarily feeling good or seeking a path to feel good or connected in that way, then what is it? What is it about? I think it sort of strips my, if I assume that, sort of strips my my purpose away for right now. Which is cool. I'm like, okay.
Well, you know.
I was watching this video last night about these physicists talking about time and what is time. And, you know, I must admit they said a lot of words I didn't necessarily understand. You know, they're kind of brainiacs. And they were talking about space time and real time clock time. And it was just really interesting. The one thing I'm taking away from this that I want to share is they had moments where they said, okay, let's assume that space, that time is a part of this fourth dimension, or let's assume that time is not real, or however they put it, but they use these theoretical scenarios to further their discussion. So I like the idea of assuming maybe there is no good and bad. Maybe that even that is a program of good feelings and the bad feelings. Or
that's
maybe
what
it
I'm
is.
Saying.
I was just kind of talking about, you know, just putting ourselves in different scenarios and seeing which one basically has more truth to it.
Okay, so now there's another question just based on what you said, because this programming is so deep, it just goes, you know, I'm a product of what my parents were programmed, you're a product of what you were programmed, whoever taught from parents to school to society, to where just being out in the world, there is something that is taught. I mean, we are taught. And so this thing about, and that's why I find this book so fascinating, because it's talking about the mind and where the mind goes. And just like you're talking about the study of time, it's like studying a hurricane or studying a tornado. Now, studying a hurricane or tornado can cause a lot of damage and a lot of death. But the hurricane or the tornado, it's not a personal thing. It's just the study of it. So it's really about the study, for me, the study of the mind and how the mind works, and then me getting free of this mind, getting free of it, and I'm not governed by it. I'm free of all of its programming and thoughts and judgments, and it's really the study. You just talked about time. There is no time. There is definitely no time in the animal world. There's no time out in space. There's no time in the creation of this planet. You know.
Yeah,
I love that analogy.
No, it's good. I mean, it's kind of it's almost a weird thing to talk about, because basically we look at time like, okay, this happened in the past.
It's not a we, it's like, I. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. like, there's something happens in the past, and then something happens now, something happens in the future. I can't even really talk about it, but it's like this idea that it happens like a cause and effect, or is it all just one encompassing? He used an analogy of a DVD, like a movie, a DVD of a movie, and he said, if you hold the DVD, it's just like an all-encompassing thing. But if you break it down or you want to look a little bit deeper, it does have the beginning of the movie, the middle of the movie, and the end of the movie. But it's all just in this one DVD at this one place, in this one moment.
Now you're describing. Now you're just describing a moment. So what is it? Is it the past? Is it the present? Is it the future?
Yeah. The thing is putting. And you talked about the program, and you talked about one thing you're letting go of, and program you didn't even know you had. It's like putting these things into question that are just taken as truth. But are they even true? And it's like, okay, I can question my thoughts, and I can question my feelings, I can question this or that, but there's other things I don't question. But why not put those things into question too? And putting time into question, it's like something that it's almost a waste of time, if you know what I mean. Because it's such a no-brainer.
Well, there is no such thing as time.
Continue.
That's what I believe now.
Yeah.
I mean, they say everything's happening at the same time.
Right, right, right. That's what I mean. Yeah, okay. Right. So putting these things into question. I must say, I do want to ride this following my feeling train, or that seems like right to me right now. And I'm definitely down to talk it out, feel it out. But something, you know, I've been sort of on this for the past couple weeks, following my feelings. Basically, if I'm not feeling good, or I'm feeling tense or feeling stressed, I either switch it up, or I release my grip over it, or I release my focus on that bad sort of feeling or thought. And I've been sort of practicing that. I'm kind of down with that right now, as far as how I'd like to live my life, because it does feel better to feel better. And I don't know if that is what life is about, but for me, I'm making that what life is about right now.
Okay,
just
so now you're really
seeing where
just,
that takes me. Yeah.
No. Now you're getting really deep, because you're talking about having a preference. And so my question, because I've had asked this of myself, because I'm a little bit older than you, and I remember telling you a couple of weeks ago that, you know, looking at this life insurance or looking at insurance, and I'm scheduled to live 22.2 more years. Thank you for the time. But now, so there's going to be whatever experience I'm going to have, whatever it is, health issues, no health issue, whatever it is, you know, maybe one day I won't, you know, won't be able to climb up the stairs. Who knows? But can I still? And when you're talking about feeling good, I get it. But can I be at peace with all of life's experiences? Can I? You know, you talked about feeling. Can I be at peace? Can I feel good? Can anybody feel good, even if they're in a jail cell?
Yeah, I believe you can.
I do too.
But do you think that being at peace is part of your journey right now? Or is that like a goal, or not a goal, but a focus? Or is that what you're doing right now? Or
See,
are
what
you
I'm doing
are you
right
Yeah, go
what
ahead.
I'm doing right now is wanting to feel at peace, and wanting to feel easy and peace, and not attached, and and not having preferences regardless of what's happening, regardless if I'm feeling good or if I'm not feeling good. Of course, it feels better to be feel that connection and adrenaline. Of course, it feels like, a real rush, just like the otter was happy when he found his little friend. But that doesn't mean that the other part is bad, too. That's what I'm trying to say. I guess that's what I'm not guessing.
Right,
that's what I'm trying
to say. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You know.
Woo! Go ahead.
Yes, this is really good stuff. No, I don't think the otter, you know, I think the otter is not bad. I think that, you know, the otter's by himself. The thing is, what, and this is something that you have told me for a long time, but I really resistant to this, and mostly because I don't, either I didn't believe it or I hadn't experienced it, but basing my feelings off of what is going on around me, what you just said, if you're able to go up the stairs or not, health issues, basically out external situations, and basing my happiness and my peace, I like the word peace, basing my peace off of that stuff has proven to not work for me. So
hold on a second. Is this the time when I jump in and I say, I told you so, or I have to wait for a little bit?
There's actually a bad connection. I'm having trouble hearing you right now.
Somebody set the wire?
Yeah, I'm having a bad connection. don't make this any harder than it needs to be, please.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm like, okay. And you talk about programming you didn't know you had. I mean, I got programming, but I'm going to say I know I have it, but it doesn't, I still can't let go of it. But anyways, as of 2018, in the last couple of weeks, I am loosening my grip on basically my idea of what's going to make me happy, and instead just however I can get here, getting to peace, no matter what is happening outside. So
can you repeat that, please?
All right, I'll do it, even though it's a little tough right now. But it is finding peace, no matter what is happening on the outside, no matter what is happening either to me or what I think is happening, and basing my life off of maintaining that level of peace, maintaining that level of stress-freeness and ease. And through that, I think I will be guided to those external moments or situations that I need to be guided to.
Okay, now you said two really things I'm holding on to. I actually took a little note here. You said, talked about your life, and you're talking about what you need, and you always have what you need when you need it. And the thing is, it's just evidence. What you're talking about is finding evidence, scientific evidence to, you know, of course, the truth, whatever you want to call it, to these questions, to having these answers. And finding peace, now I lost my train of thought, but finding peace through all of it, through the tornado, through the storm, through the external things, through whatever is happening, having that rooted foundation, having your roots in peace, Oh, I remember what I was going to say. You know, you told me you said this, I don't know, a few weeks ago, and you said, you know, all I want to do is be relaxed, feel relaxed.
Right. Yes, I did say that.
Same thing. Peace.
Right.
Relaxed.
Right.
Same words. Say I'm getting chills now. It's the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine just living the rest of your life being relaxed with whatever happened?
Well, okay, and then this is where we're talking about not judging the experience. I can not imagine, like, I can't imagine every single moment me being completely relaxed. And that's why I think we're even here to begin with, is we have the human body, we have the human experience, we have the ego, we have the thoughts, we have the feelings, and it is filled with the moments of basically not being relaxed. So the journey becomes, okay, yes, I'm looking for stress-free, I'm looking for this, I'm using peace as my guidance system, I'm using peace to keep me on track, I'm using peace to anchor myself, and there are moments of non-peace, and that just helps me to realign myself. And those moments just help me clue me in. And I'm not going to expect only peace, because that's not a real expectation. It's not. There's no truth in seeking constant peace. That's a man. That's almost a program in a weird way, because as soon as I expect only peace, and then I have a moment of contrast, then that kind of shoots me out the other way. Now I think I'm doing something wrong. Now I think, anyway, so it gets a little, but yes, anchoring in peace, basically, but not necessarily.
Well, how about this? Okay. So let me just clarify, because it's not about expecting peace. It's really about getting back to who the hell I am when I was born. And you put a baby, 6-month-old, 1-month-old, 1-year-old, 2-year-old child, and you put him right there in the middle of the floor, and he's playing, doing whatever he wants to do. Maybe 2, because that's when they start talking and stuff. Maybe younger than that, year old, whatever. And you walk in the room and you say, "Guess what? The house is burning down." They're going to look at you like, "What? You're crazy?" Oh, okay, and keep playing. Guess what?
Right.
You know, lost all your money in the stock market. Guess what? You're gonna, you know, always be without a relationship. Guess what? You're ugly. Guess what? You're stupid. They're gonna look at you like, and who cares?
Right.
So it's really going back to who I was born. When I say born to be, but born without the program, without the input of, oh, this is going wrong, and now, because that baby is going to feel that peace regardless of what you go and tell them.
Right.
So it's for me, it's going back to being that infant, that baby before the programming, before the world got a hold of me and told me what to stress out. Because that baby, one month old, sitting down with, you know, full stomach and dry diapers, is not going to give a fuck about the house burning down, and he's in the house.
right. No, that's good. Okay, so how about this? So you have a baby in a room, 2-year-old baby, in a diaper, and with hair on half of his head.
Yes. Sounds like you.
Yeah. That's what I want to be doing right now, to be honest. Sounds kind of nice. Kind of weird. Anyway, I wasn't funny. So he's in a room. One way, there's a fire in the room.
Uh-huh.
And one way, there's a snake in the room.
Uh-huh.
And one way there is, I don't know, like pillows, soft pillows,
uh-huh,
and toys. And so the baby is going to go to one of those things. Maybe just make it 2. Maybe just make it the pillows and the toys and then the fire. So as soon as the baby starts to go towards the fire and realizes it's hot as fuck, you know, it's hot and it's going to hurt him, he's not going to go towards the fire. Out of just sheer not want, it's just sheer logic and knowledge and maintaining that baby peace, there's no reason to go get burned by the fire. He's going to naturally go towards the pillows and the toys because he's already in a state of peace. It's easy to go towards the thing that continues to bring peace and really not either pay attention to it or avoid or just not even see the fire. So it's like we talk about wanting to be our true selves before all this programming. And I think once I find that peace inside of me, the peace I had when I was 2, and it's so easy, then from there, it's so easy to make decisions. It's like, oh, I'm going by the fire right now. I'm going to go in an opposite direction. Or I see something that was really going to bring even more peace or bring even more happiness or more fun. I'm just going to easily go towards that. Easy to make those decisions.
You know, this is going to sound really, really crazy. I'm getting chills right now because I was on this on YouTube today. I actually emailed you some videos, really just animal videos. And it was about this baby, I think it was a wildebeest or bison, I don't remember, and a baby coyote. And they're natural enemies. And so the baby bison was wandering off away from his mother, like babies often do. And they baby moved to New York. But anyway, I digress. So the baby wandered off from his mother, and the mother didn't know. And so the baby wandered, and then the baby met a baby coyote. Was it coyote or wolf? Whatever. Anyway, and they are natural enemies. So, but they're babies, and they didn't even know they were natural enemies. And they started playing together. But then the coyote's mother came and say, hey, this is food. Sure. And so the baby's coyote's mother came and started to, okay, aggressively get to that baby and say, hey, this is food. But until that mother came, knowing that the food, that little those babies were playing, and then the baby bison instinctively, like you said, instinctively go to the fire or not, started running. And supposedly they're faster than the coyote, so he outran the coyote mother that was ready to eat him. But it's so interesting, the whole conversation that you just brought up. And I watched that video today.
Wow.
I sent it to you.
I love, to me, that's a moment of, okay, something is, there's something there. There's some kind of magic and there's some kind of other force, outwardly force working with us.
Always has been.
Yes. Can I share a short story about how an outwardly force was clearly working at the time?
Well, I yes, but we're out of time right now. No, of course. Zing, 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 zing. Yes, of course. Please share.
It's so good. And I wanted to have a reality spirituality a couple of days ago just to share this story. Yeah, are you ready?
Yes, please. I'm waiting. My eyes are open and my ears are open.
All right. So, I'll get to the point. So
take your time. We have an hour and a half.
Jeez.
No, go ahead.
We've got a lot of stuff to cover. So I am at home, and I've been at home for most of the day since the morning. I decided to take a class from a teacher that I've never taken before, at a time I've never taken before, at a gym location I've never been before. Basically saying this to say it was really a spontaneous decision. And I don't know exactly what inspired this, but it was a strong inspiration to just do this sort of new thing. So I get to class, and oh, this was also when it was very, very cold outside, and I wanted to stay inside, but I had been inside for most of the day, and I decided to go outside. So I decided to go to this class. I get to the class, and there's about five people waiting outside the classroom and then talking about the teacher, who I've never met before, and how this isn't like her to not to be late. This isn't like her to not be here by now, and what's going on. There's staff members from the club coming in and getting involved, and it's becoming clear that she's not coming and they can't get a hold of the teacher. And we go in, and I'm thinking, anyway, so.
No, share, please share. This is a great story.
So,
please share.
One of the reasons I wanted to go to class is because I wanted to take a class. I felt like I wanted, because I teach almost every day, a yoga class or some kind of fitness class. So it's really nice for me to be able to take a class every once in a while. So that's one of the things I wanted to do, or one of the reasons I went, was so I could be in it. And then when the teacher was late, I was thinking, should I spend some time teaching and step in until the teacher gets here? And I had a thought of, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that because that's not what I came here for, or what I thought I came there for. So one of the women says, well, we should go inside and just do a little stretching ourselves anyway. So the group decides to go inside. I go inside with them, kind of just going with the flow. I didn't say anything yet. I didn't tell anyone. No one knows I'm a teacher yet. And we're in the room, and the staff is really stressed.
Frantic about
solving the situation. And so I decide to... I asked them, I said, would you like me to lead you through a flow? Would you like me to lead some of this class?
The students or who did you ask, the students or the people behind the desk?
I asked the students, because they were in there just kind of stretching, and I just decided to ask them instead of saying, oh, I'm a teacher, I'm going to lead you through something. And until the teacher guy just asked them, and they were like, yes, please, yes, please help us. Like, please help us, baby. Almost like begging, you know, they're so eager. And I said, all right. And so, and then, long story short, I led them through an entire class, and I didn't have any music. I usually always have music, but I didn't bring my phone because I was expecting to take class. But so we ended up going through the whole class, and I ended up teaching it. And I talked to the person that was supposed to teach the class. It was on a schedule, and they said this never happened to them before. And they said if no one was there to take over the class, I mean, they tried to call people in the area. No one was close enough to do it. And I said, if that class got canceled because I didn't show up, I wouldn't be able to apply for a raise next year. You know, this would not be good. And just because of the fact that I had never even been to this location before, I didn't know the teacher, I didn't know the time, and I decided to just go last minute, and then I ended up being the only one that could teach this class kind of save the day. I just took that as a huge universal moment and something that couldn't really have been planned. It was just like when we find money on the floor, or we find a dollar on the floor, or pennies, or it's just, or some kind of connection. It's like, wow, I'm clearly being used right here. And that's my story. And I felt so good, too. I felt so good for the rest. I couldn't stop thinking about it for the rest of the night in a good way. I was not thinking about it. I was just kind of like, wow, I can't believe that happened for a long time. I mean, I'm still kind of on that.
Well, listen. That's what this life is.
Right.
And that, I don't know, Nathan, but all of that, it just sounds like all of that happens. Everything happens is just a miracle and a magical and a synchronicity, and all of it happens for me when I let go and allow it to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's nothing I have to do. There's nothing I have to figure out. There's nothing I have to control. It all just happens. But letting go and really believing and letting go of that programming that I have to make something happen for something to happen, I don't know. I'm not surprised with that story at all. I mean, that's a beautiful, magical story. But I'm not surprised because it happens all
right.
the time.
Right, right.
I'm in Oregon. It's very difficult to find change on the floor in Oregon. I don't even remember where I went, but I went somewhere and I never ever. Oh, I went to this store and I never ever 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 go to this store, and I never park on that side. One time I parked on this side and there's a penny on the floor. I mean, that's what.
Yeah.
There's nothing I need to do. That's what I'm finding here. I mean, I only do what I'm inspired to do. You ask me what I do, I only do what I'm inspired to do. And sometimes I move slow, sometimes I move fast, sometimes I have things to do, sometimes I don't have things to do.
Right.
If I'm not inspired, guess what? I'm sitting on my ass watching football. If I'm inspired,
right.
I don't even turn the TV on.
Right.
But believing, but that's a programming that I had to get rid of. That I gotta do something and make it happen. Ooh.
Well, to me, yeah, you just can't go wrong with following inspiration, because there's a show I like to watch, and. And to be honest, I've already seen it, but it's a series, it's a science fiction series I really like, and I'm watching it again. I'm really into it. And I love sitting down and watching it, or watching a couple episodes at once. But sometimes I'll be sitting down and watching it, and I feel like, you know, I don't feel like watching another episode. So I don't. But it's just going towards inspiration and really, really honestly checking in to that peace. Does this bring me peace, or is this, or not does this bring me peace, but is there peace inside of me?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really, really excited to stay on track with that check-in. And it is debunking a lot of thoughts and a lot of programs, stories in my head about this and that and how this works and how even Nathan works. Oh, I know Nathan, and Nathan doesn't like this, or I know Nathan and Nathan wouldn't do that, or he loves to do this, and this is what Nathan, it's just even those things are getting debunked for the sake of checking in with myself.
It sounds like you're just stripping away of stuff that's just extra baggage, extra. You're not even going to believe this. You ready for this? You've known me for all of your life. You listen to this. Listen to this.
Uh-huh.
I don't take my shoes off in the house anymore.
What? That's crazy. That is great. Now that, now that's effed up. Wow.
And, yeah.
Wow.
Now
that's
it goes
next level.
On
I'm not
a little
there
bit
yet.
Of extra. You know, there's no carpet here. It's all wood floors, and these wood floors get cleaned every 3 weeks. But, no, I don't take off my shoes. I'm walking around with my tennis shoes. Now, I have some house shoes that I put on, but I can walk
yeah.
upstairs, downstairs, all around with freaking shoes on.
Wow.
Yeah, and this guy came the other day because, you know, it tests the backflow, water backflow. So the guys come to the door, and they come to the front door with the shoes on, walk in the
right.
house, not even a notion, not even a tick. I mean, I did think about it, but it's done.
Right. Yeah, wow, that's huge. That's very cool.
It's
so funny. Oh, God, I hate that. I hate it because I'm just afraid of what I have to let go.
No,
like,
don't be afraid, Nathan. Don't be afraid. It's because on the other side of that fear is freedom.
No. You all got to take your nasty ass shoes off. Y'all got to take your nasty ass shoes off. No.
On the other side of the fear is freedom.
No. I can do a little bit, but...
Now, listen. I'm not telling you that everything is over, but you know me. And
yeah,
can you believe it doesn't bother me anymore?
No.
Exactly.
No, you know what? No, I can't believe that. I just don't know who you are.
Listen, I look in the mirror every day and I don't recognize myself. Now,
what?
Me not recognizing me, you see why I'm so confused?
Yeah, no, this is such good stuff. It's so cool. And it is nice. It is nice. It's just, and to me, that's why I think jumping on the bandwagon as early as possible. I mean, I know everything's set up in its rightful time, but I do want to jump on the peace train ASAP, because I feel like the sooner I jump on, the sooner I can drop the bags and the sooner I can let go of what I think is going on. And why not just do that now?
Well, listen, you're going to have to pry your little fingers off that steering wheel of control.
I know.
Because you don't have none.
Right.
But you need to drop your steering wheel of control. Now, listen.
Well,
I'm
might not have my fingers on the...
What?
I was going to say, I might not have my fingers on the wheel anymore. You know, I maybe have less control of the wheel, but...
No,
you do. No, I don't. But, you know, I might still be in the car. You know, ain't nothing wrong with being a backseat driver. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, there is.
Make sure they turn left when they're supposed to be turning left. Make sure they put on those brakes.
Oh, no. If they're turning left, they're supposed to be turning left.
No, I got to make sure, you know.
No, you don't. You put your blindfold on and you enjoy the ride, motherfucker.
No, I got it. I got to peek. I got to peek just to make sure, you know.
Okay, peep all you want. Listen. I'm 62 peep. Now. You can wait till you're 62. That's all right. Freedom. I'm offering you freedom. You're in body freedom.
No, not yet.
You know why? I just love your, oh, God, I love your honesty. Your honesty is so funny.
I'm getting so close. I really am. I can feel it getting really, really close. And it feels really good, and it's fun, and it's exciting. And
but
the
let me,
old
let me,
me
let me
is,
throw
is
at
kicking
you.
and
let
screaming.
Me throw
What?
What?
All right. I said the old me is kicking and screaming just a little bit, but, you know, too bad.
too bad, your dad. And remember, the worrying thing. Can you imagine living your life without worrying? Because you that worry thing, worry.
Right. No, I definitely have that.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I have that. I got that. Oh, well. It's
listen,
so funny.
Listen.
I'm reading this really good. What were you going to say?
No. You're reading my book again? What?
I know. I feel bad every time I say I'm reading another person's book. But,
No, don't feel bad. No, please listen. Listen, my new book program for unhappiness is going to be coming out who knows when it's coming out. Program for unhappiness. And I'm going to have a lot of enemies.
I hope it's 10 pages long.
Well,
sorry, no.
It won't be 10 pages long. It'll be 8 pages long. You won't read it even if it's 5 pages.
Yeah, I'll read it if it makes me feel good.
Listen. And that's
the
thing. You know what, everybody out there, audience, if you're out there listening, oh, by the way, you can call in if you want to ask us questions, 646-564-9619. I don't have any expectations that anybody's going to listen, but let me say this. This book is not about getting out to have people read it. It's something that I'm experiencing. I need to get it out. I want to get it out because it's just part of my getting it out. But if nobody reads it, I'm fine. I'm telling you, Nathan. I don't care. I don't care.
So you're saying it's the process of you writing it. That's bringing you. That feels good.
It's even more than feeling good. It's like having to move to California. I was being pushed from the back. You know, just forced, just push, push. Like you, when you were being pushed when you were in high school, to do that Harold Hill. You were pushed. Somebody is behind you. It's a push, and I don't have any control over it. I'm being pushed.
I like
but
to
it's
say
like it's me painting. It's an expression. I want to express it. I'm painting. I'm writing. Done. But there's no attachment to anything else with that.
Yeah.
Like you were pushed to go to that yoga class. You know, you said you were inspired, but it's really a urging. You know, the universe urges it. Pushes and like, you know, like behind you and come on, let's go, come on. And you really
no,
don't, if
strong,
you really,
yeah,
when I really listen to that, that's when I do. And when I don't listen to it, that's when I don't.
Yeah.
But it's always some kind of push to turn right or turn left or, yeah.
Yeah. Being pushed down the river, and then we either get pushed down the river and flow, or we get pushed down the river and resist getting pushed down the river.
Well, you get pushed down the river, and then you either turn around and try to walk upstream.
Right. Well, I try to do that, too, when resisting isn't good enough.
Ooh, that resistance is a motherfucker.
I know.
Let's see. I'm going to look over my notes because I had some notes. Oh, well, I just wanted to say this, too, about being here in Oregon. And, you know, I'm a California girl all the way, sunshine, blah, blah, blah. And I said this to you the other day, but I will never complain about being too hot ever again.
Oh, yeah.
The complaints go out the window. And then the adapt. You know, I have to adapt. I mean, what am I going to do? Be depressed because it's foggy and it's frizzing up my hair and it's cold and or I'm still going to be okay and at peace.
Mm-hmm.
That was a struggle too.
Yeah.
California girl, all the way. There's no sun? What?
Yeah, well, let me know when it's 10 degrees outside, and then I'll listen to your complaint.
Well, you know,
New York,
you're right about that.
It's crazy.
You're
shit.
Right, because you guys have it really cold. You guys have it 10 degrees, 15 degrees, 20 degrees. Over here, it's 50, 45.
Oh, my God. That's a hot day.
What's the California boy doing in a 10-degree weather?
Yeah, right? No, that is good, and it is. And we deserve that peace no matter where we're at. And there was a time when I really, really believed that New York was a reason of my lack of peace. And I thought I had to move, and I thought I had to do this and that. And I still might move. I still might not move, go with the flow. But I know I can't put it on New York, and I can't put it on the temperature, just like you were saying about the cold. And it's good to know that. I mean, it's unfortunate.
It's freedom. What?
I said it's unfortunate. I can't blame the city because I was really having a good time doing that, but can't do that.
Well, see, there you go. Now, it's called the blame game every, you know, people play. It's not your circumstances. It's not the relationship you do or you don't have. It's not who won the election, the price of gas, or the weather. I wrote this. It's not your health or the aches and pains. It's not money. It's not how you look or how much you weigh. It's not your children or your parents. It's what you practice on the day. Yeah, it's but see, so look at what you've learned there. I mean, look at what you've learned from hating the city to accepting it and then actually mastering and rising above it.
Yeah. So what was that number again? You could call in?
What number?
The number to call into your show.
Oh, the number to call into the show to speak with us live. We're going to be wrapping the show up. It's already been an hour. Can you believe that? Area code 646-564-9619 to call in and say hello to Nathan, say hello to Rebecca.
One more time, just a little slower, if you would.
Okay, area code 646-564-9619. Thank you, Mr. Bossy Man.
You're welcome. You know that's what I do best.
Listen, this boy is a leader. And
yes.
He likes to lead everybody around.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about it.
No, not sorry.
I'm sorry, not sorry. That's too bad, everybody. Too bad. But I'll take the reins from here. But it's all good. No, I like to lead, and I like to follow too.
Well, we do have a few calls. If you want to come in and say hello or ask a question, just press the number 1 because we do have a few callers. If you want to say hello or ask a question, Rebecca and or Nathan. Oh, hold on a second. We have a caller, live caller. And welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
This is Renee, and I have sure been enjoying the show this morning. Happy New Year to you, Nathan. And
Happy New Year,
Rebecca.
What's up?
Oh, thank you, Renee, for calling in. We won't say who you are, but thank you so much for calling in.
Absolutely. I've really enjoyed listening to you guys talk and your rapport, and I just wanted to say thank you for that and for putting on a show this morning, and blessings to the world.
Yeah,
I
love that. Thanks, Renee.
Yay.
Thank you, Renee.
Thank you, guys, and have a good day, and Happy New Year.
Thank you too, Renee. Thank you for calling. Thank you for those kind words.
Oh, yes.
Wow, what a great surprise, huh, Nathan?
That's cool. I love that.
Yeah.
Who else is out? Anyone else out there?
I do have a few callers, but if they
don't press
the number one, then that means they just want to listen and they don't want to go on live.
Okay, cool. I like that. All right,
yeah,
cool.
So we don't want to force anybody to talk on live if they don't want to, even though they are anonymous.
Yeah, and this is your show, so I'll let you do your show the way you do it.
Oh, well, you have any suggestions? I'll just ignore them, but go ahead.
circling all the way back to the theme of what did we let go of in 2017 and what are we maybe intentions for 2018, if anyone has anything they want to share, what they
let
go
of. We did, and then let's talk about. Well, I want to say something about expectations, because expectations is really a big one, and all expectations just lead to disappointment and heartbreak. I don't care what it is, even if, whatever it is, expecting even to wake up the next morning having an expectation. I asked you if you wanted to be on the show last night. I texted you, and then we planned on the time. And even if you didn't show up or didn't call in or change your mind, I had no expectation that you were going to be on the show with me. I really, Nathan, thought and knew that I would just do the show by myself.
Yeah, I love that. No, that's true, too. Keep the peace no matter what happens.
Yeah, and always have a plan A, B, or C, and never blame anybody else for how I'm feeling or this is a big problem. If I look at somebody else and say, well, you didn't call, or you didn't text, or you didn't do what you said you're going to do, or you didn't promise, or you promised and now you're not doing it, I'm telling you, letting go of all these people and attachments to people and attachments to the future, attachments to anything or anyone, attachments to a house, attachments to how I looked 10 years ago. Mm-mm. And so what do you have for 2018? Anything?
I guess my attachments to who I think I'm supposed to be. Talking about releasing attachments. And just following the peace,
Well, 2018 is today, and I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, and it doesn't even matter.
Boop.
I don't have any intentions, any goals, any other than just to let go of all the programming and follow my inspiration. That's it. I'm not planning nothing. What if it's the universe's plan and my plan? Guess who's going to win out?
Right.
That's what I believe.
Well, all right.
And you?
Well, I'm getting a little worn out over here.
Well, let me end the show by saying, first of all, let me just say that I saw that picture of you on Facebook turned upside down on your bands or on those sheets. I love that picture. Can you please send that picture to me, please? Can you text it to me?
Yeah, and I love that. And I put a quote with that, which I think makes the picture even better. And it is, we don't see the world as it is, we see the world as we are. Just meaning that for me, I'm not here to judge a situation. Or if I'm feeling peaceful and kind of connected, then that's what I'm seeing. And if I'm not, then I'm seeing something else.
I love that.
I really like that. Yeah, it's cool.
I love that. I love that. That's a really good RLN quote. Love it. And with the picture, it makes it just brings that quote more. it just brings that quote to life. It's, you're giving an example of what you mean in the quote, which is everything that you see is just based on your perspective, period. Because a divorce could mean something sad to someone else and something happy to someone else. It's just all your perspective.
Right.
And with that is more power, because you have the power to change your perspective in any way at any time. What do we have control over? We have control over our perspective. And you can change it in an instant. And you can change it however you, even if it takes a while. And that's another practice. Practice changing your perspective until it does feel good, until it does feel good. I don't care if I'm in a hospital room with tubes coming out, changing my perspective until it does feel good. Period. Oof.
Jeez, sounds like you are in a hospital with tubes coming out. Jesus Christ.
I am. And isn't this a great show?
No, it is a great show. Who else? How many people are on the line listening? I'm curious.
There
you have a little
are
box?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8.
Yeah. Oh, that have called the number?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll work. Shout out to those people online. Shout out. Happy 2018.
Happy 2018, and that's another thing of letting go of numbers.
Right, right.
Because maybe what if nobody's listening? I've done shows where nobody's called in.
Well, if we
nobody.
Keep talking, maybe we can run them out of the room. We keep talking for another hour.
You mean
hour.
If you keep talking?
Right.
No, you're right. You know, we do have to end the show. It is a great, great. I love
y'all
having the
call
show
back.
With you. What?
I said y'all better call back, and I need to know what everyone's letting go of. You can email me.
And Nathan, would you like to share with the audience where they can find you? Do you have a Instagram?
Yeah, that's good. So the Instagram and the Facebook is Nate Balance. So the Instagram is one word, Nate Balance.
N-A-T-E,
and the word balance. Like I'm balancing on a balance beam and I don't want to fall off and hit my head, balance. And then the Facebook is Nate. And then the last word is balance. And maybe I'll see you on my show.
Well, if you have a show and you want to invite me, I can't talk.
Yeah, no, and that's one of your gifts. And I've been fortunate enough to know that gift my whole life.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying.
If you know what I'm saying.
And then you put the gift in air quotes too, right?
Right. Yeah. No, that really is a gift.
Mhm. And let me know how your hour and Toastmaster. Yeah, exactly. Let me know how your hour and Toastmaster speech is going to go. Hey, listen, everybody, thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality. Visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. My Instagram handle, which I haven't used it in a while, but I'm going to make this year, Reality Spirituality. My YouTube channel is a work in progress. And my book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com. My second book, Program for Unhappiness, will be out sometime this year, maybe, who knows. Join me again next week, every Sunday when I inspired to do Reality Spirituality, probably in the early Sunday morning hours, either 8 or 9, depending on when I get up. But I will definitely keep the show going. I haven't had a show in a month since the last guest was on, but I do plan on returning weekly with Reality Spirituality. Until next time, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening. Happy New Year, everyone.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nathan.
Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Well, I'm going to end the episode, though, Nathan, okay?
No, I know. All right. I love you.
I love you so much. I love you.
Bye,
Call
Mom.
Me in 5 minutes.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.